Let's talk a little bit about rectal cancer. And you mentioned the NSABP R04 study. Can you talk about the design of that study, the eligibility for it, and how do you approach patients off protocol with rectal cancer?
The major design of that study is to look at upfront chemotherapy, primarily the changes in the tumor with the therapy and the patient tolerance of it. In our setting, patients who have metastatic disease at the time of presentation are not eligible, or patients who are not thought to be surgical candidates. And then there's always certain elements of the chemotherapy that will be delivered, whether or not they have adequate renal function, issues related to that for the chemotherapy. Now, that protocol is designed as an upfront, then an intervention, surgical, radiation, and then a follow-up with an additional multi-armed trial that's taken from another one of the cooperative groups. So I think the trial has a lot of interesting features. First of all, the upfront part, also the coordination into another trial so that there's value added in terms of accrual.
And I guess starting with the last part first, which is the post-op, it's going to address the same question that the adjuvant studies are addressing, and really, I guess, the key question in general in adjuvant therapy, which is bevacizumab. It's FOLFOX plus or minus bevacizumab, just like the CO8 study.